you. Well, it's a good day to be me. Hey, you weren't wearing makeup, baby, on the night you said you would. It's a funny thing.
Richie is not married. I'm not wearing.
I'm not what?
I'm not
wearing. I was going to say you're not married. You're not wearing makeup. Jennifer probably is because she never.
No.
It's early.
She's not.
I'm
she's
all natural right now.
Yeah,
it's
really?
A little spare mascara from yesterday.
Okay. Jennifer hasn't taken a shower. Then that maybe is the.
That's right. I'm dirty.
Line here. Yep. Perfect.
Dirty.
All right. So Jen and Rich Roberta's back, I think, tomorrow on the Good Day program. Dr. Jay Kumar will join us for some spiritual upliftment and food for thought later on in the hour. This hour is all about food for thought in a little bit more expansive way than maybe what you're typically used to. And I'll give you an example of one of these items that really do, I think, make you think. I hope they make you think anyway. This has to do with a school system in Rhode Island that has banned father, daughter, and mother-son activities.
Why? I loved those.
Dances. This is Cranston, Rhode Island. Schools in Cranston will no longer be able to offer activities that bring fathers and daughters together and mother and sons together. When you hear this, you will go to the moon without a rocket ship. The story is at DougStephan.com.
Okay.
As a matter of fact, our poll today at DougStephan.com asks whether father-daughter school dances ought to be banned. A, yes, it's not fair to girls who don't have fathers. B, well, it's a kind of outdated and sexist tradition. C, no, every single person doesn't have to be included in everything. And D, this is ridiculous. Life's not fair. Get over it. All right, so the rest of the story here, and this is what's going to set you off. Most of you who have any sensitivity or any brains are going to hear this and think, my God. The American Civil Liberties Union has gone on the attack here. The superintendent of schools in Cranston said the decision was a response to a complaint from the ACLU on behalf of a single mother who said her daughter was not able to attend a father-daughter dance. Federal law bans gender discrimination. It does give an exemption for these gender-specific events. Rhode Island law does not. The public school system should not be isolating any student from full participation in school activities based on gender. So no more father-daughter or mother-son.
Couldn't they go with
activities?
A grandfather or an uncle or a
know,
friend's dad?
But this sends me into a place
wow.
that I don't necessarily want to do. The ACLU, on behalf of this mother, said, quote, this is 2012 and they, the public schools, ought not to be in the business of fostering blatant gender stereotypes. According to the newspaper report that I'm reading here, this fellow from the ACLU said that while federal law bans gender discrimination, it does give an exemption, but the folks in Rhode Island say, or at least their constitution says no, and Supreme Court there has upheld it. So anyway, this is something, a fellow running for the Senate there brought this to light this week, said if he was elected, he'd work to change the state law. But just in general, is this a family dance? There's something creepy about fathers dancing with their little daughters anyway, I think. But
why?
What?
That's sweet.
That was
what
one of
happens,
my favorite memories.
Okay, but
my,
so
my
just let me follow this through for a minute.
You never danced with your daughter when she was
I
young?
Have danced with my daughter very often.
And you
including
thought it was creepy?
At her. Well, no, I didn't, but I think what we are so exposed to now is people who think. Remember what I said
yeah.
about the Huey Lewis, Gwyneth Paltrow
yeah.
song?
Yeah.
That is creepy.
Duet, that movie.
Yeah, that's creepy. And so what we are now.
Well, they're singing
sort
a
of
love song to each other.
To each other, right.
Yeah, and it's in a sexual.
It's very
right.
sexual.
Sure, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm with you there.
So in this circumstance, we have so much news media interference in how we think, so and or teaching people how to think. They've taught us to think that parents and children, it's creepy to hug them or to be tactile with them, even though it's what children need the most in life.
It's funny.
It's what adults need most in life.
I went to...
But we've made it wrong. We've made it seem the way that I'm describing. That's what I said.
We hear these stories all the time.
Yeah.
And last week we went to the open house at our kids' elementary school. Mm-hmm. And we know the kindergarten teacher that that Juliana got. And we walk in, and there's, you know, like a poster board thing that says basically, welcome to school. This is what we're going to do today. And it's on a big, you know, I don't know, like 3x5 poster board in the front of the class. And at the end, it says, love, Miss such and such and Miss such and such. And, you know, and then last week we saw Sean's old fourth grade teacher out at the store. And she's like, oh, give me a hug and everything. And it's just, there's this, they're not scared.
Yeah,
they're not scared to show love, affection,
to hug
and touch the kids at the school, and it's just—it's so nice. They have these nice relationships with their teachers, and it's I don't know, it's different.
There's a sickness in the society.
Yeah, when people start to think that this is wrong, it's just
it's also in my mind another example of too many lawyers, too many laws. Because there ought to be, it is kind of a cute thing, nice to see, but it's been made into something dirty by various elements. That's really kind of what the bottom line is. So anyway, you can comment if you like. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. When Richie tells his story, you can email him, Rich@DougStephan.com, and Jennifer@DougStephan.com as well. You know, we haven't done all day long, Jennifer.
We haven't
catch up with our social media, Facebook and Twitter. And you are encouraged to do that with us in just a matter of moments. Dr. Jay Kumar talking about how to build a smarter brain in a few minutes here on Good Day. Right now, something that could be considered smart, helping a group of people who are trying to do good things, people who are supporting our veterans once they return home, people involved in the Purple Heart Service Foundation. These people provide a lot of services, a lot of programs to veterans who not only have received the Purple Heart, but just generally all veterans. So you can help establish the programs that they are trying to bring veterans into. And this includes compensation, education, job training, medical care. All of these sorts of things are enhanced by the Purple Heart Service Foundation. If you'd like to help them help others, you can help very easily, in fact, by donating a car. Maybe you'll get a boat that's not of much value anymore, as long as it doesn't have a hole in it. Give it to the Purple Heart Service Foundation, and the cash value of it becomes completely tax-deductible for you. So make your donations now while you're thinking about it, or at least begin sort of prepare yourself for being able to do this. And then call this number so you can figure out how to donate. It's 877-743-1631 for cash or credit card contributions. That's kind of a cool thing. And remember, all deductible. 877-743-1631.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of...
Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store.
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one today.
It's out there. Faster, stronger, more agile. Introducing the all-new John Deere Gator RSX 850i. 62 horsepower, 53 miles per hour. The RSX 850i. It's a whole new species of Gator. See it in action at johndeere.com/gator or at your local John Deere dealer.
For great deals on legendary, reliable John Deere equipment, visit your local dealer today or go to myjohndeeredealer.com to see current offers and find a participating dealer near you.
Feel like you've tried everything for your sore joints? Time to move on to something more effective in improving your joint health. New Schiff Move Free Ultra. More effective than two regular glucosamine and chondroitin tablets. Just one little pill. Why? Because of the breakthrough two-in-one formula with hyaluronic acid plus type 2 collagen, which activates your own immune system and helps repair joint cartilage. Believe it. Was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Move on to something more effective. Move on to Move Free Ultra.
Hey fans, Exergen is inviting you and yours to enjoy the sights and sounds of London, along with the exciting action of NFL football as the Patriots take on the Rams at Wembley Stadium, all in one trip. Exergen presents the London Fantastic Family Adventure, a fabulous trip for four. The Crown Jewels, Buckingham Palace, and the London Shopping Spree will all be part of the adventure. Experience great seats, NFL-sponsored events, and the entire wonder of London. Go to www.adventuretolondon.com for details, entry rules, and your opportunity to win.
Last year, millions of parents discovered they were their teen's drug dealer. They found out that teens today are abusing substances that many parents would never think of as dangerous, including prescription pain relievers and stimulants. Some children have even used over-the-counter cough medicine to get high. Talk with your children about the dangers of medicine abuse. Visit drugfree.org to join the Medicine Abuse Project and help end this epidemic. A message from the partnership at drugfree.org.
Mmm.
Yum.
Mmm. We're listening to people enjoying new Centrum Flavor Burst Chews.
That was good.
The delicious fruit-flavored chewy multivitamin you can take without food or water.
Yum.
Listen to them go. Getting their essential nutrients, supporting their immune system with vitamins E and C, and their energy with B vitamins.
Yum.
Who says multivitamins have to taste like multivitamins?
Delicious.
New Centrum Flavor Burst Chews from the makers of the number one multivitamin brand. Visit Centrum.com for your $2 coupon today.
Can I have another?
So we talk about a lot of different things and try to roll into your being able to contribute in a sort of cumulative and satisfying way constructively on our social media pages, Twitter and Facebook, facebook.com/GoodDayShow. So what's happening? What are we hearing from our folks who are tuned into our social media sites, Jen Jen?
Okay, you on TV or politics?
Why don't you do both?
Okay. Is that how you play
yes.
the game? All right. At Facebook.com/Gadesha, we've been following a few stories. One of them, the American Idol judges are ready to go. Who are you most excited to see? Mariah, Nicki Minaj, Keith Urban, or Randy Jackson? Dee Dee said, I'm over American Idol. The Voice is the best singing show ever. Cindy said, Keith, if I bother to watch the show. Kathy said, I would watch Idol just for Keith Urban. I kind of agree. He's a hottie. Brenda said, been over a year since she's watched that show. Me too. Christine said, I would watch it just for Mariah. Patrick said, going to be the first Idol where someone with no musical talent, Nicki Minaj, judges. Could be interesting. Liz said, if I watch TV, Keith. And Chris said, Keith Urban will be the most talented, knowledgeable, and coolest judge by far. So everybody's looking forward to seeing Keith Urban. Janet voted for Mariah. Norma said Randy Jackson. And Brian said none. He's not watching. Now, we also asked, what is the most important issue for you as we head into the presidential election? Thomas said the economy and stop going to war with the Middle Eastern countries. John said, the future of our country, will we remain free or will we move toward European socialism? Richard said, trustworthiness. I simply distrust Obama's competency to lead and care for America. John said, trust. Mitt and Ryan are the least trustworthy candidates I've ever seen. Chad said, until we can find a drug to cure the mental illness called liberalism, we will have to keep these people out of government.
Great.
And the list goes on and on. You could also chime in on our talk about the Catholic Church up there right now, facebook.com/Good Day Show.
21 past the hour. Richie has his story next, and Jennifer as well. Dr. Jay Kumar going to help us make your brain smarter in a few moments here on Good Day.
Prices are for base buildings only and may not be available in some areas.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building next year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. Call General Steel now for the quality and the price in a pre-engineered steel building that you just can't beat. That's right. General Steel can save you thousands of dollars with a pre-engineered steel building designed for your business or church. What does this mean? How about a 50 by 100 foot building for under $30,000? Don't pay thousands more than you should without calling General Steel first. Call 866-99-STEEL today and save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. Don't let rising steel prices put your project in jeopardy. Call now to lock in your price for 3 months. Call 866-99-STEEL. That's 866-997-8335. Don't spend thousands of dollars more than you should. Call 866-99-STEEL today.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yields with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now 23 after the hour. Wait a minute, I hear the David Letterman thing. We must have a top 10 list here brewing somewhere.
No.
We don't?
No.
This about Obama being on with Letterman the other night?
Well, it's kind of about Obama being on Letterman and Romney not being on with Letterman.
Yeah?
Apparently in that tape that came out the other day, one of the things that came out was Romney says that Letterman hates him because he's been on Leno more than Letterman. So Letterman came out and said, I assure you, Mr. Romney, I don't hate you for being on Jay more than me. After all, any guy who's had to put up with suffer through that, why would I hate him?
That's funny.
So, but, you know, for me, I wouldn't think that Letterman would want Romney. He's buddy-buddy with the president and has him on a fairly regular basis, or Mrs. Obama. But do you, when you watch these late-night shows, do you think of the politics of the host?
If they make it evident. I think,
when they crack a political joke, maybe.
Well, not even the political jokes, but I think that Jimmy Fallon, who I actually like a lot and find very funny, has gotten a little too political lately. He's been, I think, very unfair to Mitt Romney, not just in his humor, but like he's doing the talking head scenario where Mitt looks very distorted and President Obama looks just like normal. So, you know, I think in those moments, I think politically you can see their motivation. But I think Jay Leno does a great job of kind of doing equal number of jokes for both candidates.
Nobody ever knew what Johnny Carson's politics were.
Right.
Never knew what
and
he really
sure know,
thought.
I mean, you could guess what you think Jay Leno's politics are.
No, he came out a few weeks ago and was really, what was he questioning? The attack on women. And he was really, you know, big on the attack on women.
Well, his wife is a woman's advocate.
Right. What does that
activist.
Mean? Women, he's big.
Women's,
you know, one of the talking points for the Democrats is the Republicans' attack on women. And Jay was, I forget who his guest was, and he was just questioning, how can you think of voting for somebody who's attacking women like this? So, and I was shocked to see that Jay really kind of revealed his political stripes, because I do think he kind of, you know, hits both stripes down the middle. I mean, he will pick on either side. It doesn't matter to him.
Letterman, you know exactly where he's coming from. Fallon, you know that he's... I didn't think I knew, but I knew that he had the president on many times. That doesn't mean anything. But it's just, you know, when we look at celebrities, when we, you know, listen to... You know, I still like Bruce Springsteen, even though I disagree with him politically. I will go to a Bruce Springsteen concert anytime. I don't care. It doesn't bother me. But, you know, does it affect me when I watch Letterman versus Leno? I don't know. Maybe it does. I don't know.
Well, it seems to me... And that it is, it's very obvious with Letterman, and that may be fine for him. I think you're right about, you know,
Letterman's on a mission. There's no doubt that Letterman's on a mission.
Yeah, right. And he's so, he's always reminded me of the angry young boy becomes the angry old man.
You know, in the past 5 or 6 years, he's gotten very angry, very mean.
Right. Yeah, mean-spirited. I think that's probably it.
So Jay still has fun.
Yeah, Jay's having fun.
So Jay, it doesn't matter. I don't care who he's voting for. It doesn't matter to me because he's still having fun with it all.
You know, I remember Ed McMahon telling me about his invitation from the Nixon folks to handle his inaugural party the first time we were put into office, because that was the, you know, when the Carson show was really riding high. Everybody wanted Carson, and they could never get him, so they'd go to Ed. And Ed was happy to oblige, and he got all his pals like Sinatra to show up at the event, and it was very successful. And he looked at me and he said, they don't know, and they didn't know, who I voted for. And I never asked him, because Claudia, his daughter, said to me, he will never tell you who he votes for because he doesn't want it to. She said, you'd be surprised at his politics. That's what she did tell me once. But never would he ever tell anybody how he voted, which is probably pretty smart and maybe a role that they all ought to emulate somehow. 28 past the hour. Good story, Richie.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
In the nation, trees fall, traffic lights fail, ceilings come down, and brakes lock up. And when the you-know-what hits the fan, Nationwide Insurance hits the ground running. Because you're not just our first priority, you're our only priority. We put members first because we don't have shareholders. Call 1-877-NATIONWIDE today.
Nationwide is on your side.
Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio, subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval.
Hey, honey.
Hi, Dad.
What you drawing?
It's our house. That's you.
Oh.
Me.
Huh?
Mom and Josh.
Wow.
Playing ball.
You are becoming quite the artist.
When you're a kid, you don't know that home ownership builds communities. That owning a home contributes to higher self-esteem and better test scores. You just know that home is where you play, grow, and learn. The National Association of Realtors wants you to know that home ownership matters to our families, our neighborhoods, and our country. Learn more at houselogic.com/homeownership.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at guitarcenter.com.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Every GCN listener deserves low-cost, high-quality survival and preparation products. Get yours now at CampingSurvival.com. For example, save on the Life Straw personal water filter for only $19.95, or the Water Bob emergency 100-gallon fresh water system only $24.95. Get one for every bathtub in your home. And Bridgeford Foods tasty, ready-to-eat MRE sandwiches start at only $2.95 each. CampingSurvival.com is a convenient one-stop shop with over 17,000 urban wilderness and preparedness items, supreme customer service, very low shipping, and no games. We search the web to make sure we we have the lowest prices. And remember, CampingSurvival.com is 100% USMC veteran-owned. Do business with the authority on survival since 1956. CampingSurvival.com. Want more savings? Use coupon code GCN at checkout for a 5% discount. CampingSurvival.com. Confidence born of preparation.
The summer specials are on at HHA, Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big at herbalhealer.com. And new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Liquid CalMag Vitamin D and Organic Iodine, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Super 2, Natural Laxative, our exceptional product Tonixin, Memory Power, and Super Male and Femplex, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. Also get 10% off on the Herbal Healer Academy Survival Course, information that might save your life. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at herbalhealer.com.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Now, a lot of people like our music, and that's a cool thing. Maybe it sets the mood for you, and the conversation hopefully sets the tone for a better day. I'm Doug Steffen with Rich McFadden, Jennifer Horn, and now Dr. Jay Kumar is here to help us build a smarter brain, because we should be striving to make things better, including our lives, and our brains are connected to our lives. That seems like a silly statement, but sometimes people do seem brain dead, and therefore we're trying to revive.
Talking about me again.
Brains. Yes. Speaking, Richie, thinking.
Leave me alone.
Behaving with thoughtfulness, behaving with compassion, something that Jay is trying to motivate people in Los Angeles and listening to this program around the country and around the world, folks in his small but big cosmos, because I think Jay is the kind of person that has a strong effect. He allows people, encourages people to change themselves as they would. A lot of people in the world are stuck, and that doesn't make the world a better place. It means that there's a slowdown to the energy, although a lot of people are thinking the energy sort of level is changing. You've been saying that we're on the verge of a great flow of, I don't know if I would say new energy. I'm not sure.
The word I think I always use is a catch. First, like, thank you so much, Doug, for that glowing introduction, as always. And, you know, I was going to say that I think the word I'm going to use is, like, we're on the precipice of transformation.
Yeah. And then you hear it, sense it, feel it. It's built around the election in an artificial way here. But certainly there's need for change, and there is change. And many people who get it are excited about it. Some people are very resistant to change, and they fear it then. And we have so much fear-based thinking. You and I have talked about fear, and you worry about yourself. There's doubt that people, you know, can I do it? Can I really succeed? And the answer, yeah. And sometimes it has to do But with things that you can control, sometimes it doesn't. It depends, I think, a lot, though, on how your brain works. And you've been blogging
about it. Yeah, it really is. And I think fear is a really big hurdle I think many of us have to overcome when it comes to, like, you know, manifesting the fullness of our lives, whatever that is. And the one thing we have to understand, Doug, you kind of hit this on, and I'm glad you said this, is change. You know, change is one of the constants in life. It's one of the things that we always can count on is happening is change. And, you know, I jokingly say, you probably heard me say this on the air before, the shift is about to hit the fan.
Yes, and that's have a round of applause for the fan. Hooray, yes.
To all the fans. But, you know, you kind of touched on something, Doug. I'd love to maybe explore this with you all here today. It's this idea of how to build a better brain. And, you know, specifically with regard to, you know, the school year is all in full swing, and all of you, I know, Doug, one of the many reasons why I think you and I have connected is because, you know, both you and I are, you know, you used to be an educator. I think you used to be a high school teacher, right?
I think I still am in a way. That's what this program is all about. I think I was talking to my friend Meredith about this the other night, how it is that we all are teachers. We all bring something, and we can teach formally or informally.
I think this is Richie, Jennifer, and Roberta, and Heather, all of you there are educators in your own way, because I think what you're all doing in the show is really, you know, getting the message out there and helping people to, you know, to improve their lives in many ways. But, you know, one thing that I'm finding as an educator, as for those of you who don't know, I teach, I'm a university professor. I've got about 50 kids, new students right now. And the one thing that I always see whenever I have a new class or a new student body coming in is that some students, for various reasons, as much as they're dedicated and really want to perform well, there are issues, whether they're learning issues, you know, that come up. And so one of the biggest things that I see happening, and Doug, I'd love for you maybe to talk about this as well, you know, sometimes students lack that confidence. Sometimes students
let me jump in here for a second.
Yeah.
One of the reasons they do is because it's a built-in response from what their environment has taught them.
Yes.
We've talked about my childhood. I've said this on the air openly. I think we can all look at our parents. And it's not about blame. It's just about the reality. My father was a Depression-era baby who was an orphan. And so he came at life with a fear of success. I'm sorry. Well, maybe that's Freudian.
Yeah. Yeah.
A fear of loss, or a fear of lack, or a fear of failure,
right.
Because he felt that, you know, whatever, he never said in as many words, but I know he was interested in security. So he paid the mortgage off in 4 years, never had another one, he never bought anything he didn't pay cash for. And when I came into my maturity or my adulthood, I borrowed money for everything. And he used to get really nervous about it. If he were around now, he'd be saying, "I told you not to do that."
Well, I know. And Rich, you've got kids. And Jennifer, do you have kids also?
Yeah, she has three.
Your kitties are like can be kids as well. But, you know, I don't know if you have nephews or nieces, but or if you're around children. But
nope, goose egg all across the board.
But, you know, for all of you who are parents, one of the things that I find is that children or students really have this fear of disappointing their parents when it comes to school. Like, they want to do well, and they don't want to disappoint their parents. And there's this built-in, Doug, you mentioned so nicely, are for the longest time, and this is something, you know, Rich, you know, Jennifer, Doug, you and I can all relate to, so many of you listening, you know, all of you out there can relate to this as well, is like, how was school for you when you were going to school? What was the most important? Like, how were you graded? It was all about memorizing facts and figures.
Yep. You remember.
Test, right?
Yep, right, exactly.
Remember, right? You know, it's like how well you did on the exam, being able to regurgitate and rote memorization of facts and figures was how well you would do in the class. But you know what we're finding? This is the beauty about what I teach. You know, I teach neurocognitive studies and how the brain works and how we can actually harness the brain for peak performance in life. And what we're now finding, Doug, and, you know, it's so fascinating, is that rote memorization is all about short-term memory.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know,
we have no value unless you're lucky down the road.
It's right. And so it only uses one portion of your brain, your short-term memory. We're now finding we can actually measure this and quantify this in brain scans. And we actually can see that in order for children to really learn something, it has to be processed not in the short-term memory, but in long-term memory. And here's the beauty about this. For the longest time, we've always thought that, the best way to learn was to sit still and kind of like memorize facts and figures and only use one portion of your brain that can, take in information, process it, and then regurgitate it back. That form of intelligence is something we call a cognitive intelligence. But we're finding that there are other forms of intelligence that students have which are really need to be engaged in. Emotional intelligence, kinesthetic or movement intelligence, visual intelligence, spatial learning, all these things need to be integrated in for our students to really be able to perform well and to really have that information sit into their long-term memory. And so for those of you who would like, I actually just wrote a great article. I posted it on my Dr. Jay Kumar Facebook page. And I'll actually forward it to the Good Day Show. And I wrote a really good blog article on 5 tips for better learning. And these are all ways that you can begin to just, if you're a student or if you're a teacher or if you're a parent, these are really simple tools that come out of brain research that can help you make learning fun, help you focus, and enhance memory in every way.
So let's pause for a moment and then let this sort of sink in. Dr. Jay Kumar here, building a smarter brain for you. Check out his website, Jay Kumar, JayKumar. And if you Google Dr. Jay Kumar, it'll come up as well. And if you can't do any of that, just go to contributors site, this part of DougStefan.com where the contributors are all listed. Click on Jay's picture, and you'll get to the connection that he's making for so many of you to understand how your brain works and how much the entire world is connected in ways that are strange and fantastic, and that's what we're talking about here on the Good Day program.
It's Change Your Words, Change Your Life, a daily minute program to help you understand the power of every word you speak. Here's New York Times bestselling author Joyce Meyer.
For several years now, I've tried to maintain what I call a word fast, just being careful before God about what I say. As an example, I'm trying to avoid interrupting others when they're talking. People who talk a lot are usually more interested in what they're saying than in what they're listening to others say. And I want to learn to be respectful to all people, so I'm fasting interrupting. Are there areas where you might be able to fast your words and learn to use more self-control? If you're bold and courageous, why not join me and we will word fast together? For Change Your Words, Change Your Life, I'm Joyce Meyer.
For more information and insight on how you can change your words and change your life, please visit Joyce Meyer, spelled MEYER.ORG. The words we speak can affect our lives in positive and negative ways. In her new book, Change Your Words, Change Your Life, best-selling author and internationally acclaimed teacher Joyce Meyer examines the power of words that convey our thoughts and emotions. She discusses how our words can increase or decrease our level of joy, and how they can have a positive or negative effect on our future. Change Your Words, Change Your Life, the latest book from New York Times best-selling author Joyce Meyer, is available wherever books are sold.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Celebrate Me Time tip from Stouffer's Single Serve Meals. Important to take a few breaks from whatever you're doing every day. How about walking around the block or your yard? Relax. Breathe in some fresh air. You'll be surprised how this bit of me time will truly help to recharge your battery as well as refuel your mind. Make sure to keep listening for more tips like this from our friends at Stouffer's Single Serve Meals.
Today we're asking people to name their one favorite meal for one from Stouffer's.
One favorite? Stouffer's lasagna. But how about the barbecue chicken?
Grilled white meat chicken coated with a sweet and tangy sauce with a side of cheesy potatoes topped with crisp bacon.
Yes.
So that's your one Stouffer's favorite.
Oh, but I also like Stouffer's meatloaf.
Classic meatloaf with a rich tomato glaze, smothered in a savory gravy with a tasty side of... Hey, where are you going?
You kidding? The store.
Stock up on all your favorite Stouffer's meals for one today.
Do you have a used or vintage musical instrument at home gathering dust? Guitar Center's experts are interested in buying it from you now through Sunday. You don't even need to be a musician. Look in attics and basements because we'll pay you top dollar for qualified guitars, amps, pedals, keyboards, drums, and more. It's the Used and Vintage Gear Expo at your local Guitar Center. Now through Sunday. Looking to upgrade? We'll buy qualified used and vintage gear and give you a 15% discount on new gear. You can even trade gear. Find details and your local store at GuitarCenter.com.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you expand to a new area.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
So your business can thrive.
Business forms for invoices.
Because at the end of the day, only one thing is really important.
More invoices.
So you go to the one place that has it all.
Staples.
And prints it right.
Staples.
Staples. Right now, buy 250 business cards, postcards, flyers, or brochures and get 250 free. Details in-store or at staples.com/color. Ends 11/10/12. Staples. That was easy.
Yes, this is not so easy, but it's worthwhile. The effort to make your life better, anything that's worthwhile, sometimes is painful, and then you say, oh, I don't want to do this, it's too hard. Well, okay, then you give over to the dark side, in a sense. You give over, you give in, you want to do it easy. It isn't easy, it's harder. It's hard, but it can be harder. What's the old comparative of the degrees, the superlative degree? Hard, harder, hardest. And in giving up or giving over, it may seem easier at the moment, but it's much harder
right.
to move down the pike. And so with Jay here, again, check out his website, drjqmar.com. Understanding how your brain, that's his whole thing, neuroscience, how the brain works. And he does it in a way that's relatable. That's what we're sort of listening
to
this.
And so, you know, you brought the word hard, like if I can just kind of you know, add something. You know, why, you know, we don't want to make learning hard. We want to make learning fun. This is what we're just talking about, you know, before the break, is that making the classroom environment or even like the home environment a fun and really safe place for conductive to learning is really important. And I say there are four important C's for learning. The four C's for learning are calmness, centeredness, concentration, and creativity.
Mm-hmm.
And these are the four C's that need to be cultivated in the classroom. And I'm actually, you know, something that I wrote this blog article that you can all refer to. I said there are five tips that I suggest to students, to parents, to educators, how you can make and cultivate those four C's: calmness, centeredness, concentration, creativity. And the first one, and this is something I'll just share with you, is kind of maybe the hook to maybe get you to learn the other four. Is the first thing that I do before I teach a class at university is I take 5 minutes and I have all my students just close their eyes and just start breathing.
Here we are back to breathing again. Everybody, be conscious of your breathing for the next minute or two.
Right. So take a breather. You know, we've all heard that phrase before, take a breather. And now there's validity behind it from neuroscience saying that how you choose to breathe determines how you choose to learn. And so when you can allow your breath to become more relaxed, this triggers, and there are techniques to do this, which on my website and my blog page, you can check out. There's actually a 5-minute guided breathing exercise that I offer to people. But what happens when you shift your breath, something called the relaxation response kicks in your body. Now, the relaxation response, if for those of you who might not be aware of this, is the ability for your brain and your body to come into alignment. This allows for a great, it's now been shown in neuroscience that when you can trigger the relaxation response and be able to actually do that consciously, your brain is more poised for calmness, centeredness, concentration, creativity. And this is something, you know, I'd love for all of you out, you know, for all of you who are students or teachers or even parents, maybe try this, you know, with your kids. just maybe just say, hey, this is something we can all do together, you know, and this may sound really kind of woo-woo out there, but it's really not. There's a really strong neuroscientific evidence really suggesting that you can just begin to shift the quality of your learning by shifting your breath.
Wow. I think about who would think it was that easy? And it may not be, but it's an easy start because you all have to breathe.
We all have to breathe, so why not focus on the one thing we all know how to do is breathe.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. All right. So let's follow that advice. Think about it. Move your breath around. Hold it. And do something with your thoughts as you're doing that. Build your brain better. A better brain builder can be found at jqmar.com. Jay, thank you as always for beginning us to think. 51 past the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program.
What's the difference in all these online emergency food stores? The difference is Deseret. DeseretFoodStores.com has the best price on a one-year supply of restaurant-style gourmet food starting at just $695 for 875 servings. For the highest quality food with a 30-year shelf life, experience the Deseret difference at DeseretFoodStore.com, spelled D-E-S-E-R-E-T, or call 801-444-1444. DeseretFoodStore.com. Food for now. Food for life.
In a coming-apart world, you need something to keep it tied together. That something is Atwood Rope, the highest quality rope made in the USA from exotic braids for military, rescue, arborists, shipyards, tow line, or boating. Quality rope at affordable prices you and your customers can depend on. Find a dealer or shop online at atwoodrope.net. Enter promo code RADIO to receive 100 feet of 550 paracord free with purchase. Atwood Rope, working to keep the world tied together.
Since 1974, Evelyn Gibson has helped thousands of people live healthier, happier, and more productive lives. Gibsonshealth.com demonstrates, educates, and inspires customers to replace their healthy erosive lifestyles with a health-enhancing one. Now, Gibsonshealth.com is pleased to offer AIM Ready Beet Pure Juice Powder. Beet juice has long been known as a blood purifier and builder of red blood cells. The American Heart Association says one in three adults has high blood pressure and hypertension. Researchers found that a daily glass of beet juice beats high blood pressure. And not only that, just a teaspoon or two a day of Ready Beets powder increased stamina by 16%. Certainly, drinking beet juice daily is a better solution than most meds with their side effects. Order your fresh, convenient form juice powder of this amazing vegetable called Ready Beets from GibsonsHealth.com. To buy at wholesale prices, call 800-388-6844 or go to GibsonsHealth.com. Gibson's Healthful Living. Since 1974, over 30,000 healthier customers.
More numbers that indicate the housing market is rebounding. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. The National Association of Realtors has released some data that can only be viewed positively when it comes to the housing market.
The housing market is steadily recovering. We've got consistent increases in both sales and median prices. More buyers taking advantage of the excellent affordability conditions.
That's Walter Maloney, spokesman for the National Association of Realtors, and when he says excellent affordability conditions, he is referring to rock-bottom low mortgage rates. As for that positive data, sales of existing homes jumped by nearly 8% nationwide in August, and the national median price for a home was above $187,000 last month, up more than 9% from a year ago, and the biggest monthly increase since January of 2006, which was the year before the housing bubble burst. That jump in existing sales for August, says Maloney, is reflective of how well we've done this year overall.
Total sales this year will be up 8 to 10%. It could be stronger. A lot of buyers that are being declined mortgages.
Yes, that is the fly in the ointment here, with tight credit making it difficult for many prospective home buyers to qualify for a mortgage. As for how different regions of the country are doing when it comes to home sales and prices,
inventory is pretty balanced in most of the country, favoring neither buyers nor sellers. However, there are shortages in the West, notably in Phoenix and Las Vegas, and also in Florida. That's placing pressure on home prices.
Noteworthy to mention, these existing home and home price numbers follow reports that the confidence confidence level among home builders across the country is at a six-year high. You put all this together, and despite tight credit, the housing market seems to be moving in the right direction, although considering where we were before the bubble burst in 2007, there's still plenty of room for improvement. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
Jay Farner here from Quicken Loans. We've got a program with an interest rate that's dramatically lower than the current rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage. It's called our 7-1 adjustable rate mortgage. The rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.625%, APR 2.94%. This incredibly low rate is locked until the year 2019. After that, it may adjust once per year. Call us today at 800-QUICKEN. We'll help you keep more of that hard-earned money in your pocket where it belongs. Maybe that's why for the second year in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates ranked Quicken Loans highest in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination in the nation. I believe there's never been a more perfect time to refinance or purchase than right now. Again, the rate today on a 7-1 ARM is an amazing 2.625%, APR 2.94%. So give us a call today at 800-QUICKEN. That's 800-QUICKEN. Or visit us at quickenloans.com.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Adjustable rate subject to change. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
On Wall Street, those positive numbers from the housing sector we mentioned a moment ago led to some gains for the markets yesterday. The Dow up 13 points, closing at 13,577. S&P up nearly 2 points. NASDAQ with a 5-point gain. Crude oil prices down $3.65 a barrel, finishing at just under $92. If you've ever been to Southern California's Knott's Berry Farm Amusement Park, this is the Windseeker ride.
Bam!
On YouTube, that is one of the Windseeker riders posting a video of what it's like up there. Now imagine being stuck up there, 300 feet in the air. About 20 people spent hours trapped in that Windseeker. Malfunctioned yesterday at Knott's Berry Farm. The ride broke down just before 5 yesterday afternoon, and after about 3 hours, everyone was brought down safely. Closing notes, we have a look ahead and then a look back. First, looking ahead. Could that be Jingle Bells? Yes, indeed. Not too early to take a look ahead to the holiday season, with Toys R Us predicting the Furby and the latest Leapfrog learning toy to be the hottest sellers for the holidays. Those are two of the items on the Toys R Us Fabulous 15 toy list, which was released yesterday. Toys R Us introducing a hot toy reservation program this year, where consumers can put down a deposit to reserve any toy on the hot toy list. And from a look ahead, we take a look back to something you may have missed yesterday. That is the sound of swashbuckling. Something you should have done yesterday, because September 19th is International Talk Like a Pirate Day. No kidding. A decade ago, this was the brainchild of two guys, John Bauer, known as Old Chum Bucket, and his pal Mark Summers, alias Cap'n Slappy. They came up with this Talk Like a Pirate thing in the 90s, but it really took off 10 years ago. Festivities for Talk Like a Pirate Day were held in at least 20 countries yesterday. If you somehow missed out on all the fun, you will now be allowed to partake in one collective group ARG. Ready? 1, 2, 3.
Arrgh!
Nicely done. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
It's out there. Faster, stronger, more agile. Introducing the all-new John Deere Gator RSX 850i. 62 horsepower, 53 miles per hour. The RSX 850i. It's a whole new species of Gator. See it in action at johndeere.com/gator or at your local John Deere dealer.
For great deals on legendary, reliable John Deere equipment, visit your local dealer today or go to myjohndeeredealer.com to see current offers and find a participating dealer near you.
Hi everyone, I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side, the good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of a biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links, you'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com, that's brightsideben.com, or call 866-735-2255. 2470 for more information.